Megan Rapinoe blasts Trump, critics over fake criticism for World Cup loss. By Warner Todd Houston on August 22, 2023. Former U.S. women's national team star Megan Rapinoe is slapping back at criticism by Donald Trump and others who say that the team was not hungry enough to win the Women's World Cup after the team was embarrassingly sent home early from the games. Rapinoe disputed Trump's criticism, saying that it is hard to understand because what he's saying is fake. It's a compilation of hit words and hot-button words that don't actually make any sort of sense or square with reality at all. The far-left activist also slapped back at the attacks on the U.S. and, The Hill reported. I think, just in general, the way that our team was spoken about over the course of the tournament, it was fake. And it didn't make sense to me, in 2019. We were ultra-confident, ultra-swaggy, and won everything. And even though we won, we did it in bad taste, according to our critics, she exclaimed. But this criticism was almost the mirror opposite. The U.S. was not confident enough. This time, we weren't confident enough, and we don't have the right mentality. And so we lost. It's just so disingenuous. There's no way for us to win, and there's no way for us to lose, she insisted. Trump quickly blasted the U.S. for its embarrassing loss at the World Cup. The shocking and totally unexpected loss by the U.S. women's soccer team to Sweden is fully emblematic of what is happening to our once great nation under crooked Joe Biden. Many of our players were openly hostile to America. No other country behaved in such a manner, or even close. Woke equals failure. Nice shot, Megan. The USA is going to hell. MAGA, Trump wrote on his Truth Social. Trump was a vocal critic of the hardcore, left-wing activist who constantly protested against America by refusing to stand for the national anthem in the U.S. and at games abroad. But Rapinoe was also one of the main reasons the U.S. lost the World Cup. She missed a critical penalty kick that could have given her team the edge over Sweden. Rapinoe's final World Cup game also served as a lame swan song for her career as she retired from pro soccer at the end of the season. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.